my name is Dave Riley, here with a Culture Wars podcast with Dr. E. Michael Jones. We had a lot going on last night in Ohio at Ohio State University. Charlie Kirk of Turning Points USA was in town giving a lecture, and he was met with quite a lot of resistance. I was able to bring up your book, your magazine, and people loved it. They started applauding. So a lot has kind of developed. We've done some research. Dr. Jones, what do you think about this whole situation with Charlie Kirk?
Well, first of all, what you see here is an attempt to resurrect conservatism. The conservatism that this man is trying to resurrect died with when Donald Trump got elected president of the United States of America. That conservatism was known as America First. It had a whole different orientation. But the point of this conservatism is it's funded. It's funded by a certain group of people. And what we saw here in looking into this is that the people who are funding the operation here are calling the tune. Basically, everything that Charlie Kirk says here, said last night, is in the interest of the foundations that have been funding him. So that's this was covered in an article in the International Business Times. Who are these people? Well, first of all, we have Bernard Marcus, big funder of the Turning Point USA operation. Okay, who is Bernard Marcus? He's the head of Home Depot, a predatory operation that basically sets up near local hardware stores and drives them out of business by undercutting their prices. What else is Bernard Marcus involved in? Well, he's one of the three people who are responsible for the fact that the United States doesn't have an agreement with Iran, a nuclear agreement. Bernard Marcus, Sheldon Adelson, and Paul Singer. Three rich Jews went to Donald Trump and said, we don't like the agreement, and these three rich Jews are, in effect, in charge of our foreign policy. So how does this play out? Well, people start asking Charlie Kirk about Israel. What about Israel? And he's a fervent defender of Israel, says that it's the only democracy in the Middle East. And then the real punchline is we should support Israel because Israel supports LGBT rights. So Israel is a supporter of homosexuality.
This does have a couple of different dimensions to it. So this whole trolling Charlie Kirk thing because of his absurd positions began about a week and a half ago. And we actually have a clip here of the very first instance of this happening. We're going to let that play right now.
Sure. So I have a question. So from America First perspective, why do we give $3.8 billion to Israel, which is more aid than we've given to Africa, more aid than we've given to South America, and more aid than we've given to the Caribbean combined, which is home to a billion poor people, especially when they deliberately attacked the USS Liberty in the 1970s?
That is incorrect. Do not peddle conspiracy theories in our event. That is not acceptable. Do not say that.
Okay, Dean Rusk disagrees with you, and he was the Secretary of State at the time, but that's fine. And then the second part is also, you have the Apollo incident in which they illegally stole weapons-grade uranium.
Enough
the CIA
this,
has reports on this.
Anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic
No, I'm not
rhetoric.
Anti-Israel. I'm just asking from America's perspective because it's not in our interest. They act
Remember
against
the
our
short
interest.
Question part?
Sure. I mean, how is it in our interest that
Easy.
We give this money to Israel?
All right, so it's required that they have to buy American weaponry. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, the only place where all three monotheistic religions are allowed to peacefully practice. It's the only country in the Middle East where all three monotheistic religions are represented in their government. It's the only place in the Middle East that has any appreciation for LGBT rights whatsoever. It's the only country in the Middle East that doesn't throw homosexuals off the top of buildings when they find them. It is the only partner that we have in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism. And the subtext of your narrative could be extrapolated to say, well, why on earth would we have a partner like Israel? Guess what? The world's a better place because of Israel.
So the Israel angle is Bernard Marcus. He's paying big money, and Charlie Kirk is representing this man's interest. He's representing Israel first, and he's passing it off as conservatism.
Right, well, and anybody that shows up at one of these things that mentions anything about American foreign policy is being branded by the media as, like, this incredible, intolerant anti-Semite. Just for asking fairly basic questions about how our foreign policy or even our domestic policy is getting trumped by what we're doing in the Middle East, promoting foreign wars, promoting immigration.
So we're all back, always come back to the same question. Who are you representing? Who are you representing? He mentioned that it's an International Business Times article that his demographic is 18 to 24-year-olds. He said that in the article. Well, do you represent those people, or are they the constituency that you hand over to Bernard Marcus, to just give one example? That's just the Israel angle, okay? What you're seeing here is a man who is basically coming into universities, taking these people, and then leading them down a pathway where they will serve the masters that are paying the bills that Charlie Kirk will not talk about. That's just one instance. There's just one instance here, Bernard Marcus. Another big funder of Turning Point USA is the DeVos Foundation. Now, this gets really interesting because Betsy DeVos is head of the education department. And just last week, Betsy DeVos, it turns out, was fined $100,000 for violating a judge's order to stop collecting fraudulent student loan debt at a bankrupt college, for-profit college called Corinthian Colleges Incorporated. Now, what is one of the biggest problems of this demographic? It's student loan debt. Everybody knows this. Okay?
Absolutely.
So, once again, who are you working for? Well, you're working for the DeVos Foundation, which is basically illegally depriving this demographic, these people, of the right to get their money back. This is why the judge had to issue a fine. It was illegal. The Corinthian College received this money, these loans, by fraudulent means. Therefore, these people deserve to get their money back, and DeVos is preventing that. Now, here is Charlie Kirk going around on DeVos's money, telling people, these young people, to be good conservatives and get involved in usury and get exploited by illegal student loan debt.
And this is the one thing that was really missing last night before the question and answer section, before he got on stage with that. I don't even know who he was. He was some veteran, somebody that nobody's ever heard of before. And he went on and on about student debt and loans. And he never once mentioned the words interest or usury. I mean, years ago, I had done a thing where I went up to university students that had about $30,000, $40,000 in debt. And if they paid the minimum on their debt, they would be coming out the other end $150,000, $200,000 for an education that is not going to get them any kind of a job or anything that is going to improve their life. They're going to be starting behind the eight ball, you know, just sapped with debt the entire time.
Yeah. So here is a lady basically defending a college that we know that the whole for-profit sector is riddled with corruption. For-profit education is riddled with corruption. They lure people in. They load them down with debt. They promise these unsuspecting demographic that they will get them a job. And they know that corporations have already said, if you have this college on your resume, we will never hire you. So they're being lured into a trap from which they will never get out, because you can't default on student loans. Here is a legitimate example where the government actually allows you to get your money back, and Betsy DeVos won't do it. She won't even follow the government's regulations and has to be fined by a judge. So here's another layer of who Charlie Kirk is really working for.
Yeah, so much.
This is who he's working for. He's there to lure you into some type of movement where you will basically destroy yourself. This is just the beginning of it here. Just the beginning.
It's a complete diversion. I mean, when Donald Trump ran for office, I think he kind of awoke in a lot of young people this sense that, you know, you could be patriotic and you could do something good for your country, even though there are all these different problems. And he emerged in this 2015-2016 era basically out of nowhere and has been promoted on every platform possible, whether it be Fox News giving this pro-Charlie Kirk kind of a thing or on MSNBC where they call the guy a Nazi white supremacist, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the whole thing just completely diverts any energy that any young people might have had and is trying to focus it in this very kosher direction.
Okay. So it's what we saw last night was the 1-2 punch, okay? The first blow is usury, and then you come around with the next shot, and that's sodomy. Sodomy. Why does sodomy and usury go together? It's for some reason, strange reason, they end up always, when the culture is going down the drain, you have sodomy and you have usury. So last night, he's not on by himself. He's on with Rob. And Rob is a black guy. And he's just full of self-confidence because he's a soldier and all this other type of stuff. And he's promoting sodomy. Sodomy and usury go together. Who said this? Dante said it. Both sodomites and usurers are in the same circle in hell. Okay, so that gives you some indication of where American culture is right now. It's pretty close to hell for this group of people. Why are they related? Because sodomy takes what is fertile, namely sex, human sexuality, and makes it sterile. And usury takes what is sterile, namely money, and makes it fertile through usury, through compound interest. As Shylock said to Antonio, my ducats can copulate faster than Laban's ewes and rams. I cover this in detail in my book, Barren Metal, which is a history of capitalism. And capitalism, according to the great Catholic economist, Heinrich Pesch, who says this in his Lehrbuch der Nationalökonomie, he says capitalism is state-sponsored usury. So what you have here is state-sponsored usury and state-sponsored sodomy, and the man who's bringing these two plagues onto this generation of people is Charlie Kirk.
So we've got some video. It's really, I think I might have been the third person to ask a question, and this is what wound up happening.
Somebody outside a protester was asking about the term culture war. It's got a long history, started late 1800s, Otto von Bismarck, Kulturkampf. In the late 1990s, mid-1990s, it was reclaimed by conservatives, one of those being E. Michael Jones, who actually started this magazine, Culture Wars Magazine, and because of his fantastic work, we now understand... Thank you. Give it up. Because of E. Michael Jones' groundbreaking work, we now understand that sexual liberation is political control. It's a form of political control. And you have multiple times advocated on behalf of accepting homosexuality, accepting homosexual acts as normative in the conservative movement. How does anal sex help us win the culture war?
I'm going to let
Wait a minute. So can I ask you a question? Can you have the balls to ask the gay man on the stage that question and don't defer to him? Ask me that question. I will answer you that question. I'm going to answer you. You already asked the question, so I'm going to answer that question.
So right there, I mean, I asked the question, and he can't give me an answer. His answer is America is amazing. We love America. It's the best country ever. Okay.
This is America. This is the greatest freaking nation in the world. We realize that America is great because we have Western values. We realize that. Let me finish, dude.
And he goes on to say things about how, you know, people that are committing sodomy together, that are promoting the homosexual lifestyle, are just as productive and contribute just as much to American society.
We realize that gays and lesbians are able to contribute to American society in the same way that everybody else is. And let me tell you, And let me tell you, when you continue doing that, okay, you realize that we are here. We are able to do everything.
Now, I know that this is absolutely ridiculous. You could probably expound on it, but how is it possible that two people coming together to commit sin with each other that cannot have children, right? They cannot have children, which grows the national economy, which grows the population, which means that we no longer need to import refugees to come over and you know, work in a farm or something like this. This is completely incoherent. What's your take?
Well, they're being lured into two traps simultaneously. The demographic we're talking about, the college students, the 18 to the 24-year-olds, they're being lured into sexual liberation, sodomy in particular, but all forms of sexual liberation, sterile transient sex with basically anonymous partners, which will basically eliminate you from the a group of people who can get married. You will if you follow this man's direction, you will end up engaged in forever in sterile transient sex, which means you will not get married, which means you will not form a family, which means this culture can dominate you because the family is the only protection you have in this world against these predatory forces. So that's on the one hand, he's promoting this as leading these people into the trap. The second thing is he's defining America in this way. America is now the gay disco, and you are expected to die for the gay disco because that's what America is all about. Well, so America is basically going into debt, which you can never pay back, and then resigning yourself to sterile sex and leading a life of futility. That's conservatism now. Well, this is who's going to buy that? And I think you saw from the reaction, the people are shouting at these guys. It's not working. It's not working. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of conservatism, you had Henry Regnery, the publisher, publishing books by Russell Kirk and William F. Buckley, The Conservative Mind and God and Man at Yale. And then you had discussions of this, and it had some type of aura of intellectual responsibility. Those days are long gone. These people's grandparents. They're dead. They're all dead. And now you've got something that is ridiculous. You've got the other guy we didn't mention here is the Koch Foundation. Charles Koch is also a contributor to Turning Point USA. Okay, the Koch Foundation became famous when Scott Walker ran for governor of the state of Wisconsin, and he used Koch money basically to bust up unions up there. And a term emerged from that confrontation. They called Scott Walker a Koch sucker. Now, some people pronounce the name Koch, so they would call him a Koch sucker. So what does conservatism come down to?
Two things.
You got a Koch sucker and a cocksucker. And the two of them are, this is your future, kids. This is what you can look forward to.
And I was going to say, I think that this is becoming very clear. I mean, as evidenced by last night, I took a photograph from the back of the room. There was like 50 young kids all lined up who don't buy the crap that this guy is selling, Charlie Kirk or Rob, whatever his name is. I mean, they are not buying it at all. Because it is very obvious that these people want us to be debt slaves and wage slaves and sex robots, as you like to say. And I think it's failed. I think it's either failed or it's going to fail because these kids are like not going to stop coming. They are not going to stop coming and pushing back against this guy's utterly incoherent ideology.
Yeah. So what did we learn in South Bend, Indiana, when Pete Buttigieg announced that he is a homosexual? What we learned after 8 years of basically an absentee mayor who brags about being homosexual is now running for president of the United States is that homosexuals are proxy warriors for the oligarchs. That's what these guys are. They're proxy warriors. Both of them are proxy warriors for the oligarchs. And the two-prong attack of the oligarchs on everyone else here is basically sodomy and usury. And you fall into that trap, you will never emerge. You will be a slave for the rest of your life. And that's why they're there. That's why they're doing this. So you have the, you know, you can be a coke sucker or a cocksucker. Or you can be both a coke sucker and a cocksucker, and that's now called conservatism.
I mean, and I think that this is also illustrated well where I went to ask Charlie Kirk a question. I don't really care who he's talking with or sitting with, but I go to ask Charlie Kirk the question. And so Charlie Kirk, the proxy warrior of the oligarchs, looks to his left, to his proxy warrior, to get him to deal with my question, because Charlie Kirk, frankly, can't deal with this thing. He absolutely cannot deal with it.
Well, he had to shut down the question and answer period. I mean, you were there, but
end of the question and answer period, there was actually a young lady who worked for Charlie Kirk, or must be like a Turning Points volunteer, that actually came up the line and cut to the very front of the line to give him a softball question about how we get more police officers or something like this. And he said, all right, that's it. We're good. We're gonna stop right there. Last question. Go home. Get out of my face.
Yeah, and I could hear in the background someone saying, you didn't answer one single question.
And he didn't. I actually tweeted that out last night. I think it got 600 or 700 likes or retweets. I'm not really even sure. It's been a whirlwind for the past 24 hours. But
so what's the net result here? What did you accomplish, Charlie? You blew up conservatism. You blew it up. It's over. I mean, we knew it was over after Donald Trump. But you have now made it obvious that no matter how much money you're getting from the Koch brothers, or from Bernie Marcus, or from the DeVos Foundation, or all of these operations, no one's buying it. It's over. Because we see through what you're doing.
Not only that, but while I was there, as I'm walking to the back of the room after asking the one question that I had time for, Rob, his co-host, shouts out, you know, this guy is backwards. He's a fuddy-duddy, old-fashioned, blah, blah. And we don't want you in the conservative movement.
I'm not here to tell anybody what to think or what to believe. But for me, somebody like that doesn't really have any place in the conservative movement, because it's something that is so, so behind the times. And you can boo and you can do whatever you want to, baby, because I'm going to be me and I'm still here.
Next question.
And I don't think it really came out on the video, but I shouted back, good. If this is what conservatism is, being a slave to your passions and to money, I don't want to be a conservative. And it's really funny, too. We have a few examples here of tweets that were sent out. Who is this guy? This guy, Benny Johnson. I've never heard of Benny Johnson before. He says, there's a difference between asking genuine questions and trolling. How does anal sex help with the culture war isn't a serious question. It's homophobic and disgusting. In America, what happens between two consenting adults is their business. I mean,
who appointed this man the spokesperson for America? Who appointed these people? Did we vote for them?
No.
Do you know who appointed them?
No.
The people we've already mentioned, Bernie Marcus, the DeVos Foundation, the Koch brothers, they are the ones who appointed these people the leaders of this generation. Well, they're rejecting that appointment. Sorry, we're not accepting that. Do we have to accept your definition of America as being involved in sodomy? Sodomy is intrinsic to the definition of America? What would George Washington think about that? This is ridiculous. I'm saying it is so ridiculous that no one's going to buy it, and they blew up conservatism. This is what Hegel calls the cunning of reason. You had an intention, and you brought about the exact opposite of your intention by doing this.
They're overplaying their hand. They really are. There was another tweet that Rob guy, I don't have the tweet up. I'll put it up in the video at the end, but basically he's talking about how all these people came to ask questions. And, well, they're all racists, for asking this question. And it's like, I'm talking about sin, okay? I'm talking about a sin, something that you have control over. This is not about race.
We've been through this in Indiana, in South Bend, Indiana. The story with Pete Buttigieg is he's the perfect candidate. The problem with Indiana is we have bad voters. So fire the voters of Indiana and bring in new voters. This is exactly the mentality that we're talking about. These people have some type of super privilege here, homosexual privilege, okay, that allows them to basically excommunicate other people from a movement that they hijacked to begin with.
Right. It's become clear that these people at Turning Points USA are liberal. I mean, they're worse than liberals. I mean, these guys are radicals, you know? And one of the reasons why this is, I think, in my opinion, one of the reasons why I went is it's a crucial moment in our society where the right has ceded so much ground to the left, to the revolutionaries. Where does it end? And there is no longer, for me, a movement that I can be associated with. There's no longer a party that I can be associated with. Even Donald Trump is promoting homosexuality worldwide. And as a Catholic, I cannot be a part of that. I'm sorry. It's forcing people like you and me to deal with this agenda that has nothing to do with anything good or holy or American, frankly. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And then this guy, Rob, goes on to say that me asking my question or being homophobic or whatever he wanted to say, he says that this is what drives people away from God. Well, no, Rob, you are driving yourself away from God. The guy needs to stop doing what he's doing. I mean, people could have, they could suffer from same-sex attraction, right? Like, that sucks. That's not good. But they don't have to act on their passions. And this guy is not going around saying, oh, well, I'm attracted to men, but, you know, don't do that. That's bad. You should go to church. This guy is promoting the lifestyle. He is promoting the homosexual acts themselves.
And by the way, do you know what the motto, the slogan of Turning Point USA is?
No, actually.
Big government sucks.
I had no idea. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. It takes on new meaning now. After Rob, it's a whole new dimension to their slogan.
Oh, dear God.
Is that a bad thing, Rob? Is that a bad thing that big government sucks?
This is unbelievable. So I think there are plenty more of these events that are coming up. People can go to. I would encourage Catholics to go to stand up for the truth here. I mean, this is not about hating on somebody. This is about, as a culture, as a society, we have the right to say this is going to end our society. And as a Catholic, this is one of the four sins that cry to heaven for vengeance: usury, oppression of the poor, sodomy, and the murder of the innocent, abortion. And these are things that you've been standing up for 40 years. You got fired from St. Mary's College, and it's time for more people to stand up and to take the risk and to do something about this.
Yeah. Speaking of standing up, how is it just coincidence, or how did they come up with the title Culture War?
This I was talking about this last night with somebody, and it's like, there's no way that they didn't focus group this. There's absolutely no way that they have no clue who you are. I mean, even when Charlie Kirk was asked about Nick Fuentes, he's like, oh, you mean the troll Nick Fuentes? It's like, pretending like you don't know that he was sitting in your booth making you look like an idiot like 3 days ago. You know, this is not viable. It's not viable. And again, the cunning of reason. Now, how many people, the clip of me asking Charlie Kirk this question now has 100,000 views that now all know about E. Michael Jones and Culture Wars magazine. I don't think
And what that stood for. and what that stood for, which is basically sexual liberation as a form of control. And this whole thing came into being at the beginning of the 90s when people started to realize that their culture was being taken over and tried to do something about it. So you're right. It's the cunning of reason. This is the way God moves in human history. He takes what these people do, and then he turns it around, and he brings the truth out.
Absolutely. Amen. So I just want to let people know they can subscribe to your YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/emichaeljonesvideos. youtube.com/culturewarsmag. They can follow you on Twitter at emichaeljones1. And from what I understand, we've got some, I guess, Christmas specials. John Beaumont's book, The Mississippi Flows in the Tiber, is on sale. You're going to be putting some Christmas cards up for sale. And you can always subscribe to Culture Wars magazine. It's really cheap, and there's a lot of really good information.
Order an advanced copy of Logos Rising, A History of Ultimate Reality.
Absolutely. You can sign up for a mailing list for the new Logos book at fidelitypress.org/Logos. So, Dr. Jones, thank you very much for coming on. Everybody, keep us in your prayers. And I hope to do this again. This was a fantastic conversation.
Thank you.